Hey, what's up? This is Chef Noel Cunningham, your Jamaican chef. Welcome to What's Cooking with Chef Noel, the podcast that dishes on the food and beverage industry and the entrepreneurial spirit and everything relevant to being a chef. If you love to cook or eat, this is the show for you. What's Cooking with Chef Noel? Witty, real, and informative. Hey, my people, what's up? What's up? Welcome back to your favorite podcast. And I guess that's why you're back, right? So this week I'm talking with one of my favorite chefs right here in Toronto. And she is Chef Amanda. And of course, Chef Amanda's entree and desserts have won people's palate for the past couple of years since becoming a full-time entrepreneur in 2018. Her unique flair food combinations are intriguing and have people, you know, returning for more. Amanda, aka Edible Bliss 11, which most people call her, has been featured on many platforms such as the Food Network, Donut Showdown, How She Hustles, of course, she's a hustler, the Buy Blacks People's Choice Awards, Breakfast Television, City Line, Jamaican Eats Magazine, and her desserts have been devoured by our very own Prime Minister of Canada. Currently, you can find Amanda at her new restaurant located on the Danforth in collaboration with Buchan, in which they are bringing Asian street food with a taste of bliss to the Greek Town neighborhood. And that's what we are talking about today. And this week, it's all about the Buy Blacks Restaurant Week. And Buchan Edible Bliss is part of that. So we're talking about their menu, or food style, or journey, and everything in between. So let's go on a culinary journey with Chef Amanda. Let's go. Alrighty, so the queen is here herself, Chef Amanda. Hey, Chef, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to finally get to chat with you.
Yes.
And it's so funny, when I just started this podcast, like, you were one of my dream guests.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you're one of my dream guests. I'm like, I think I need Chef Amanda on the podcast, because I also started this podcast just to get more Caribbean chef voices out there.
Yes.
And also more females as well.
Yes.
More women. And so far, I think I'm doing my job.
Good.
Yeah. But I came across you though, socially, then as well as Jamaican Eats Magazine. Just give us a little on your background, you know, where you're from. Of course, born and raised Toronto, right?
Yes, born and raised here, but yeah. My mother's from Guyana and my father's from Trinidad. So I grew up in a household where we ate lots of pepper pot, dal and rice.
Yeah.
Cook up rice. And I love cooking. It's in my blood. My mom taught me a lot about cooking.
Yeah.
And just growing up in the city, actually, my best friend is Asian and, you know, being born Canadian and then West Indian parents. So that's some of the influence of the dishes that I create.
Enough mash up.
Yeah, mash up.
Yeah, but that's awesome though. And what I love, and I realize that, of course, you know, you and I know this, that food is a common ground, which we all stand at, and food bring people together. But it's funny how we were all inspired just by our parents and the cooking and that love with food from early.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So what inspired you really to, like, I want to do this as a career? Like, I want to do this.
I am creative naturally.
Yeah.
And when I found out I can get paid to do something that I love, I'm like, let's just take a look at it and let's just do this. And I've just never looked back. And going forward, it will be something I'll do till the day that I die. I just love feeding. I love being creative with food. I love merging different ingredients together. I just love food itself. And I'm surprised that I'm not like 400 pounds because I love food. But yeah, it's just in my blood.
But I said, never trust a skinny chef. True or false?
I know. I heard that, but you can trust me.
And do you work out? Do you work out, or what do you do? What's secret?
I watch what I eat. I just look at it and I put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good, I think I need to do that.
and stop eating in the dark. Yeah, but that's awesome though, and it's also good to stay healthy as well.
Yeah,
it's also good to stay healthy. And I realized even recently we have so many chefs, you know, it's easy as a chef to be very obese, very like, you know, gain weight, blood sugar, because it's not oftentimes eating but not eating or not eating properly.
Exactly. Well, yeah, for me, I haven't told this story fully yet, but I'm 43 now. When I was 30,
you're getting there, man. Yeah, 50 soon.
I know.
You don't look it. Say 35.
People will believe me.
That's a shocker. Yeah.
Thank you. I when I was 30, it's like night and day. I woke up, and then I was sensitive to everything under the sun. Yeah. So I was very conflicted about my role as a chef because I was allergic to a lot of different foods. Couldn't eat it. And then, but I was here. I was a chef, and people relying on me to make these dishes for them. But so along the way, from 30 to now, I've stopped eating gluten. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat white anything. I eat lots of vegetables. I watch my sugar intake.
Yeah.
If I'm eating ice cream, I do like a coconut ice cream. There's just a lot of things that I've changed up over the years.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped me to maintain my slimness.
That's awesome that you also started that pretty early. That's something I also told myself because I turned 30 in a pandemic, you know, 2020. So, that's something I kind of promised myself is like for the next chapter, I want to start off this journey more careful.
Yes.
You know, something that we try, but now I want to be more mindful.
Mindful. Yes.
More mindful. And since then, I honestly been doing good. Like, you know, working up, been all over the place because of gym being closing, stuff like that. The motivation, the weather, the news, all that's happening. So many things happening all at once, right? But you know, like I try not to buy a snack, no juice, something low sugar, no red, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah.
So it's very good. But overall, we're talking about the Buy Blacks Restaurant Week, which we'll come to in just a bit, because I also love to share chef story and just beyond the food, because oftentimes the food get displayed, right?
Yes.
But not the chef. And I'm super excited to be talking with you. Oh, did Edible Bliss came about?
Well, I was working in different kitchens before I made the major jump.
Yeah.
And I wasn't confident enough to do it on my own. Yeah. I was doing cakes and cupcakes and stuff like that. I was doing small orders for people, and then it just kind of picked up. Mm-hmm. And so I just came up with a name. I put out a bunch of names to people, and they're like, yeah, I like this one. And this one resonated with me. So it just meant like everything that you taste from my menu is blissful. It's
blissful.
Edible.
Yeah.
Blissful. It leaves a longing and a nurturing and love in your soul.
Yeah.
And then the number 11 is very significant because it's a very spiritual number, and it means that you're on the right path in life. And so in 2018, I was working at this DW bar, this lounge, a swanky bar down on Front Street. And I got really bored of the menu. I could do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
So I took a chance. And then my kids were at a certain age where I'm just like, you know what? I think I don't have to depend on this 2-week paycheck. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to take a leap of faith, and I'm going to start a business, my entrepreneurial journey. And I took a leap of faith. I quit my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I've never looked back, and it's
never looked back. Yeah, so and you have ups and you have down, and a lot of people think being an entrepreneur, I'll have more time, I'll have more money, but I heard something the other day that a lot of people that you see who are successful or who are doing it, they have a lot of loss behind them. Because sometimes you lost family time, right?
Yes,
you lost this, you lost friends that you can't hang out with anymore, because also your dream now is different. Your goal is different. Your brain is always going.
Yep.
But it's good because at the end of the day, you also feel fulfilled because you're living your purpose and your true calling.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think Bliss fit you so much because we met for the first time in person at the Buy Black Restaurant Week launch. And, you know, you bring that joy. You bring that positive energy. You just have that with you.
Yes.
Like yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it really resonate well with you, Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of your specialty. I think cheesecake is one of them, right?
Yes, I make a Jamaican rum cake cheesecake. I can't take full credit for it. Someone tagged me in a post years ago. And I was looking for the recipe and I couldn't find it. So I was like, you know what? I make a really good cheesecake and I make a really good rum cake. Let me just take this recipe and make it my own. And that's what I did. And it just took off from there. And just everybody who tastes it is just like, first of all, they're like, what? What and what together? And if you taste it, it's a whole different level. So yeah.
I did something like that in 2015, I think it was. They weren't sure if they wanted rum cake or cheesecake, and what I did was the fruit cake as a base and then the cheesecake on top, and you know they love it. And I love the fact that you said, oh, I can't take full credit for it. That's honesty. We need more of that in the industry. And the truth is, you know, like I don't think we can only build on it. We can't, it's hard for us to really say we create something, to be
Exactly.
honest. But what you have also done is you make it popular, you bring it to the forefront, you
Exactly.
have owned it.
I pushed it. Oh yeah. And there's people that come after me that's like, oh yeah, I make this too, whatever. And I've had people come out to me and say, yeah, I've tried theirs, but yours is better. I mean, I appreciate the honesty from them too. So, but yeah, I've definitely pushed it and I've definitely like a lot of people that I don't even know have said, hey, I was at a party and I tasted your cheese.
I get it a lot too,
It's
because
amazing.
I did this rum and raisin cheesecake, and every time I say, people say, oh, what, rum and raisin cheesecake? Because I love rum and raisin ice cream, and then you know the creaminess and the rum and everything goes together, and for some reason everyone just keep on ordering it. I didn't create rum and raisin cheesecake, but now it becomes a Chef Noel thing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just own it. Own
Yeah.
it.
So when people ask me what's my signature dish, I tell them, look, I don't have a signature dish. The audience decide what they like
Yes, that's
or
so
what they
true.
want. Yeah, because I don't have to put myself in a box, like I'm boxing in myself. Oh, this is my signature dish. No, this is just art for the moment.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah, because I've done a mango cheesecake once in the Jamaica Observer on a few mango dishes, and the mango cheesecake, it took off. That's like one of my signature, say, or staple dish that I can, like people remember me from that dish then. Yeah. So recently, you're now with what's called Bukan.
Bukan, yeah.
Bukan, yeah. So explain what's Bukan, where is Bukan? I see it's all Asian stuff happening.
Yeah, so the story behind that was I was in a really I'm going through a really bad breakup in the beginning of the year. And instead of moping around, my friend reached out to me, Francine, and said, hey, do you
That's
want to
the same AP. Hold on. That's the same AP person. That's something named after.
AP or Amir?
I think you have a dish that's something named after your ex or something like that. The same.
Oh, no, that's a
I'm
different
kidding.
friend.
I saw that on your Instagram. I'm like, she's serious. All
No.
right. So
So
tell us about this, and then we'll get to that.
okay. That's a whole different ball game. But no. I was going through a really bad breakup and friends reached out to me. She said, hey, do you want to do a couple hours? It's wintertime and Edible Bliss was kind of slow. And so I went to Bukan and this was when they were at Kingston Road. And I started learning Haitian cook cuisine and helping them out in the kitchen. And then April rolled around and then Edible Bliss started to pick up and started getting more orders, catering stuff and doing more cakes and catering and stuff like that. And then I was supposed to leave in April, but I didn't. I left in July. I do a program every summer with like 30 to 40 kids. I cook meals for them. And then mid-summer, Amir reached out to me, the head chef at Bukan, and said, hey, we're moving to a bigger spot. Do you want to be the head chef? And I said, no. He's like, why not? I said, because I'm not putting Edible Bliss in the back burner. And then he's like, well, we need you. And how are we going to make this work? So he said, do you want to be a partner? Do you want to be an owner? And I was like, sure. It's like, come up with a couple thousand dollars and we can make this work. So I did. And now I'm part owner and I'm with them now.
Oh, I love that. And I love the unity as well. And you know, with your background and theirs, it's just and
Yes.
it shows community.
Exactly. Yes. And so my influence on in the Haitian in the Bukan restaurant is in brunch. So brunch, I bring the chicken and waffles with the Hennessy maple butter sauce, and then I bring the ch jerk chicken sandwich on a croissant, and I bring other elements to like the West Indian flair to the brunch menu.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And then You're still doing your desserts and stuff, right?
I just do right now. I'm just focusing on the cheesecakes. So that's the most popular. And so I've actually deactivated my website and just focused on the restaurant because it's a lot
too much. Yeah, yeah. It's a too much. And the thing is, you can't stretch yourself too thin. It's going to be crazy for you.
Yeah.
So the Buy Black Restaurant Week is coming up. What's on the menu?
So I haven't fully thought of everything I'm going to make. But I think we're going to do a little marinade with the Haitian gravy, some maybe griot, some pork, definitely the jerk chicken sandwich on a croissant because it's very popular.
I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Jamaican rum cake cheesecake and maybe some beignets. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. And it's going to be November 14th to 25th.
Yes.
And how many days you're open? Which days you're open? Wednesday to Sunday, right?
Well, right now we're changing our hours. We're going to be getting rid of brunch from Wednesday to Friday, and just doing dinner service and collaborating the menu. Some of the brunch menus on the dinner menu, and then brunch will just because we get swamped on Saturdays and Sundays for brunch.
Oh, so you just keep it on those days then?
Yeah. So we'll be open more for the evening, and plus we have karaoke night, comedy night, kumpa night, acoustic soul, salsa dancing, like all the nights are pretty much jam-packed. So it's more energy to focus on those things that are going on too. So
yeah. And I see you guys do karaoke and all those stuff, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to pull something up here. Yeah. Just to make sure my dates are good for the restaurant week.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the 14th to the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the 25th. So the 14th to the 20th.
Yeah.
Of November, of course. And then the address is Danforth, right?
Yes. So it's 774 Danforth Avenue.
Yeah, right there. And then you said the hour's going to change, right? Or it's going to stay?
No, the hours will change, and I'll definitely post that up. And our website, we're fresh. We're just 2 months in.
Yeah, 2 months in. So lots of changes and learning the rhythm of things, yeah.
Yes. But we have someone working on our website, and it should be launched any day now. So we'll have all the information there for people to view. And then Google would be updated, and yeah.
Yeah, and that's Book an Edible Bliss, 774 Danforth Avenue. And the Buy Black Restaurant Week is the 14th to the 20th of November. And then your Instagram is Edible Bliss. Yeah.
Book on Edible Bliss, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they can check you out there. And then the website, bookon.ca.
Yep.
And I'm sure you're going to post the menu and all these stuff. And the price, what's the price again? I think it's $25.30, something like $30.
I'm not 100%.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Because it will be posted, right? So
yes. Definitely will be posted.
But it's definitely affordable.
Absolutely.
So it's discounted. It's all discounted, and it's three courses, I think it is, right?
Yep.
You're doing? Yeah. Because I think some people just do a prefix.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just a prefix menu. So you get an appetizer, the main dish, and the
dessert.
And the dessert. Yeah. So how have you been though since the change? It's 2 months in, but not just catering, but daily operation now. How is that for you?
To be honest, it's mentally, emotionally, and spiritually draining.
Yeah, that's the honest truth.
Yeah, but it's my passion. And so what I've got to do is just take a step back and just one day at a time. Take things one day at a time. Reach out to people who have already been in the industry, who know this stuff, who can give good advice, sound advice, good constructive criticism, and just...
You can learn from,
We're getting there. We've already got a huge following. Both Edible Bliss and Bukan has a good following. So, you know, it's just a matter of time to just roll out the kinks and to, you know, smoothen everything out, get our website up and continue, you know, making people happy with food.
Yeah. All I can say, you know, that my advice is definitely slow and steady. They said do it, right?
Yes.
Slow and steady. It's not a sprint. It's like a marathon.
Exactly.
So, and it's like one at a time kind of vibe. You want to make sure, like, you can't please everyone.
No.
And I don't believe you should try to even, because what you want to do is create your niche, your audience, your market, and stick to your tribe.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And if it's for somebody, then they'll come back. They'll like it, and you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like one of the challenges that we've had is that, you know, I want more people to be introduced to the brunch menu. And so we have it from 12 to 4, which will be changed. But a lot of people don't, and it's no fault of their own because our website is not up. So they can't Google it to understand that from 12 to 4 is brunch. And then from 12 to 10 is the Haitian menu, is a dinner menu. And often we don't have a lot of things on the brunch menu, on the dinner menu, because they have to come in and cook the food fresh at a certain time. So a lot of people get upset. They're like, well, this is a Haitian restaurant. Why don't you have this? And why don't
you
want to be that restaurant where, oh, we not have that. We don't have that. We want to have something, but the truth is we have everything on the brunch menu.
And the space as well. And the thing about space in as well. And because it's the same thing, like some people, because I open on College Street, right? And they come, oh, do you have soup? And I said, no. What kind of Jamaica restaurant is on a soup on Saturday? I'm like, look here, most of my people, I just pick up this. I have a college crowd because I'm on College Street, you know, a lot of those colleges and those young people. And they just want a poutine to grab and go. They don't want a jerk chicken. Yeah. It's not the typical Jamaican food. And that's why it's called Cuisine by Noel.
Yes.
It's my style, my way, my interpretation. Don't tell me about Jamaica. Don't tell me about what's Jamaican.
Exactly. People
don't
get it.
And plus, we're also here to change the game. And some do it. And plus, I don't have your grandmother recipe either.
It's true.
You know, so don't come back and say this is like Jamaican curry goat, because I never bring any goat from Jamaica come here. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Oh my goodness.
The closest I can get is better pack curry.
Somebody tried to teach me or talk to me in a way where I didn't know that, oh, Haitians love the rice with gravy. Like, that's how they do it. Maybe Jamaicans don't have gravy with the rice, but the Haitians. Yeah. And I was like, are you serious? I just had to smile and nod my head. And
because they all think you're a Jamaican, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The first thing. And then that's the reason why most other, some Caribbean islands, they don't like Jamaicans, because everyone, I mistake them for Jamaican, and then Jamaica this and Jamaica. And Jamaica is more out there.
Yeah.
And the Jamaican culture is much louder, right? And it's more dominant, so.
Yeah, it really is.
But this is true. But it's all one love. So if somebody recognizes you as Jamaican, then hey.
Right?
Because we all came from the same place. Is this water divide us? So at the end of the day, we're all one.
Hey, it's a compliment. I love it. It's all right. As long as they love my food.
Yeah, and the food is looking good. I'm honestly loving the presentation. I think there's a fritters I see in a basket.
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it. A buru. Boruu. Boru. Boru is a killer bukan. I have to try it. I think it's like a fritter.
The bukanye.
No.
Oh, sure. Which one you're looking at?
I think it's I'm on the bukanye.
The Instagram.
Yeah. But it's like I see something like a fritters in a basket.
Yes, those are so tasty.
Yeah,
those are delicious. And those, and then even with the piece,
I've made
a piece aioli to go with these a lot, with the plantain, the sweet plantain, it's just super delicious Haitian food.
And then what's the difference though? Because I know you have the Trinidad background and the Guyanese. What's the difference?
Melt all the flavors. I mesh all the flavors together. Okay. You know, there's no distinct.
I get you.
Yeah, I would love to do like a pepper pot dish that's different and mix it with the Canadian culture. And I'm talking with one of my chef friends, and they were giving me ideas, and it's something I'm going to try and put on my menu, but I'm not sure how people will receive it. But
yeah,
I just love integrating different foods together.
Like one time I did this curry thing on my Instagram. I think it was, I don't remember what it was. It was a curry. Oh, it's a curry crab. I did a curry crab one time. I said, Jamaican curry crab. Someone, I think, oh, I thought curry was Guyanese. I said, look here, Jamaican motto is out of many. We are one. We have diverse. So see, if some people come to your restaurant, they might, oh, but this is Jamaican.
Yeah.
It's one Caribbean.
Yeah.
So you know, true. So we're also here to teach as well, you know, and to inspire others.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so going back to the JP sandwich, yeah. named after my ex-boyfriend, whom I still love to death, and he still loves me, but we're friends and we're better as friends. But every time he would come to Toronto, I would make him this sandwich, and so I just had to put it on the menu because it's such a great sandwich.
I love that, and I love the story as well, you know.
He's a great
bliss. That's blissful.
Yes.
And I love a good story and something like that. You know, it's love, right?
So much love, yeah.
Do you think you guys will get back together? Or no?
No, because he's due to get married soon, so, you know.
You?
No, him.
Oh, him. Oh, so.
That's the way it goes. But, I mean, we'll forever be friends. We've been friends since we were, like, snot-nosed, like, yay high. We've known each other since grade school. And, you know, we're in our 40s now. We're still friends. We're still connected. Like, just, I have a lot of respect for him, and he has a lot of respect for me, and that's it, you know?
And you have also done a few, Food Network show. I was at the experience for you, which I read in your bio. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little nerve wracking, a lot of fun, but a little nerve wracking. But I always say to people, I don't like competitions. I'd rather do something like where I'm actually teaching the crowd to cook instead of racing against time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a time is a problem, or you're just not a competitive person?
I'm not a competitive person at all. No.
Yeah, I'm not. I was talking to a chef yesterday. What's his name again? Chef Joe Friday, and he's a competitive guy. He's very competitive. And I was asking him like some tips on how to be competitive. And he was saying, you know, it's all about the mindset and what you go inside of it with. Like, you can also learn, even if you didn't win, and, you know, control ego, control certain stuff. But for me, I just always want to work on my craft and build myself and try to be better than who I was yesterday. So to go in a competition, I don't want to feel like I am better than you. I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing for me as well. I don't. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it's an online competition, I will win those. Yeah. But are you back in the BioBlax Award? No, you're not?
Back in the where?
The BioBlax Awards.
Oh, well, like this, when it was put out in February, whenever it was, I was going through
I think it closed now. They have nomination now happening. I think it closed on October 31st.
I don't even know. I've just been so focused on the restaurant.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything you want to share, you want to say, you want to bless up your people? Where can we find you yourself?
Well, you can find me on Instagram. That's where I mostly post, and on Facebook at Edible Bliss 11. I want to big up Amir, Chef Amir. I want to big up Ricardo. Yeah. I want to big up Francine. These are the people that are behind, not really behind. Well, Amir's behind the scenes. Ricardo's behind the scenes. Francine's running behind the scenes of Bukon and making, we're collaborating and getting things, you know, going. These are the engines that are running behind the scenes of Bukon at Edible Bliss 11. And it's just, it's such a learning curve. And there's up days and there's down days, but honestly, like, we're doing our thing, you know?
Yeah. And it get better, and it also get better with time. And how is it now, like, you know, with staffing and with what's happening in the industry?
It's hard. It's some, you know, we have our core staff, but if one of them calls in sick, then it's like we're scrambling to get somebody else. And
yeah,
we have this one amazing server.
And it's hard to have too many staff too, you know, labor costs and all those stuff. And
all of that, of that. So, but we have this one amazing server. His name's Miles, and he goes over and beyond. And you need someone like that on your team.
We need those people, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need those people, especially in this time too. We can multitask and all those stuff. And what's your take, though? What's your take on Caribbean food in Toronto?
I think it's being pushed to the forefront a lot. I think a lot of people are that's non-Caribbean are coming out and just loving it. The other day we had acoustic soul fest in the restaurant on Sunday. There was not one Haitian person, not one Black person. It was all white people loving and enjoying the music and just indulging in the food. It was so great to see that these different cultures and the Greek people have opened their arms to us. And so many people have come in and welcomed us to the neighborhood. Like, it's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you guys are in Greek town, right? Like, that's a Greek era, right? Yeah. So that's awesome. And some people be like, oh, why would you put a Jamaican restaurant here? Because they expect every Jamaican restaurant to be an Eglinton West.
Right?
And I'm like, because even like I open, you know, on College Street, and so many people come in with advice where I should open something in the West and in this place and that place. And but those places, they sell a food for $5. I can't do that.
I know. You cannot survive off that.
And then there's no quality going out. And for me, it's not about just selling elegant Thai and jerk. I want to do cuisine by Noel.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen your work. Your stuff is amazing.
I appreciate that. I'm trying, you know, learning, growing, unlearning as well. And I'm building, working on stuff. I'm just pushing out some cakes as well. I'm not really a cake person. But since the pandemic, I started more like decorating and stuff. I think I can bake. I credit myself on that, but I was very weak on the decoration side of things.
I've actually gone the opposite. I've been doing cakes before, but I find that people don't want a regular birthday cake. They just want, they want something like a shoe. They want a snake. They want.
I'm not there yet. They want handbag and all these stuff.
Yeah, I'm just like, and people don't understand the time it takes to put into these cakes
and the space.
And they want to pay you $100 to do a extravagant cake.
Oftentimes those cakes don't end up tasting good, to be honest, because you have to make the cake in how many days, and by the time you carve it down and then this, and I don't think I have patience. I don't have patience anymore, and cake does, so I kind of stick to just some tall cakes, buttercream. I even stay away from even fondant itself, because I don't have a right kitchen. You need so many stuff. You need a good AC, you need temperature.
But people don't, everything that you just said, people don't understand that.
Yeah. And if you try to let them understand, and I realize you are very open, you're very outspoken, and you're not afraid to post stuff to let people know what's happening. And I like that about you. I think I've seen stuff that you post, like on Instagram, you're very open.
Yeah.
On Facebook, what's my chef friend name again? She's supposed to be on the podcast, but she's too busy for me. She's too famous. It's her mutual friend. What's her name? She had a restaurant there in Dundas.
Karima.
Karima, yeah. She's the next one. She's very open as well. I love that. Yeah. And Chef, she was on, what's her name? I'm bad at names. Cereared vegan.
Oh, Chacha.
Charlene.
Charlene's awesome.
Yeah, she's very open as well. She will talk about catering. Like, she's doing a foodie event. She will talk about the cost that associated with it, and she'll explain certain things. And we should. It shouldn't come off in a way like you're outing anyone. But we have a job to educate the mass.
Exactly. Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, thank you so much for stopping by. And, you know, I can't wait to come by the restaurant and try some stuff.
Oh, we welcome you.
I'm going to bring the squad. I'm going to come out and support it. So, you're looking forward to trying. And I see the planting looking a bit different. Have you tried Accra?
Accra.
Oh, that's the fritters, right?
Oh, no. Accra is made out of
starchy vegetables.
It's like it's deep fried, but it's spiced with herbs, like the Haitian herbs and spices, and then it's deep fried.
All right, no worries. I'm gonna come on through, because I still learning different island food and culture, you know.
Yeah,
so it's good to also
party. Have you had Haitian food before? Have you had Haitian food before?
Nah.
See, a lot of people that I've met, before me posting it, said I never tried it before. So,
is there much Asian restaurant here in Toronto?
There's a couple in the city.
Okay,
not a lot, but
because for example, I see a lot of restaurants will say Caribbean. So someone went the other day and she had an accent and she wasn't liking it. The same thing happened to me in Winnipeg. I wasn't liking it, and I realized it's not the same Jamaican flavor that you're expecting.
Yeah.
And I think she said that restaurant was, she said Guyanese. And I know sometimes the spices are different.
Different, yes.
And if your palate is not used to, because, you know, that it's like you're eating something with an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's different.
Yeah.
Because some people try sorrel and they're like, oh, I don't like this. And you think, but sorrel is great. It's awesome, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it's a different palate for them as well.
True, very true.
Yeah. So it's for us to teach and educate and inform and do all the good things them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that you bounce back though, you know, despite the pandemic, despite what you went through, that you're outside now.
Yes, we outside.
What you love.
Great time.
Yeah, man. So be yourself and best of yourself, and you know, just go and cook up.
Yes.
All right. So take care.
Thank you so much.
Yes, man. I appreciate it always.
Take care.
It's that time. We've reached the end of another show. Thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Remember to follow us on Instagram at What's Cooking with Chef Noel. And to catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Chef Noel. Until next time, see ya!